Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Ryan here. Brian, I hope you had a great time with doing your ministry mission.
It was a good trip. Thank you.
I want you to pick on some of the top nutraceutical formulas that we have. And a lot of people try to compare to the formulas we have and the artful way we use them. Plus, we have testing now, both the metapathia testing, and we have our remote test sites in New York, near Branson, Missouri, and here with Dr. Winkler in Carlsbad. And we also have test kits we can send out to people as well to confirm. And I do remote metapathia scans, so we have everything. I also recommend to people what they can do with their local doctor, and I do it free. So if they email me and say, look, doc, I've got this and that problem, what can my local doctor do in terms of testing, for example, for thyroid? That's actually an issue. Let's bring up thyroid. What do we have for thyroid right now? And I'd like to explore some of this because most people don't realize there's a lot of undiagnosed thyroid disease out there. People don't know how to treat it.
Yeah, I mean, you look at something like mitothyroid.
Yes.
Formulation.
Now, when you give a glandular, you're only giving, you have to give the glandular with all the support and nutraceuticals, including Minerals Plus, and of course, we are Nutridyne, in order to deiodinate the 5' deiodine to activate it to 4,000 times stronger. So Minerals Plus and mitothyroid go together. Now, people have to understand the two horses that pull your body metabolically forward are your thyroid and your adrenals. If your thyroid's failing, your adrenals overact. And if they overact, they make you anxious, they make you insomniac, and they make you stressed. So the people who have stress to go for people that are hypothyroid, because a lot of them are actually anxious and insomniac, and we also have melatonin time release and our combined brain mag that they can sip during the day and evening. So let's talk about what's in mitothyroid that makes it so unique.
Well, like you said, Dr. Bill, this is a balanced attack, if you will, on helping with thyroid dysfunction, where, as you said before, this is a way to work on the thyroid and adrenals in a similar fashion. And so oftentimes, like you said, you're pushing on one, or you're whipping one horse, if you will, or you're trying to prod one horse to get going when you're really working with two different horses. And being able to use that balance can make a huge difference for people in helping to regulate their thyroid long term and not get stuck on this pharmaceutical type roller coaster that many people find themselves on. Most people, I think, I don't know that they feel all that much better. In a lot of cases, they just seem to be swinging one lab value one way and then to another, and not really trying, you know, figuring out why. And so this is addressing obviously nutrient deficiencies that may be part of the people's, you know, challenge of why they're dealing with hypothyroidism in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's see how we diagnose. Number one, if you look clinically, and up until the 1960s, when we started with synthetic thyroid, most clinicians would use glandulars, number one. And number two, they diagnosed based on their lateral eyebrows breaking off on the pillow, dry skin, bloated, and we call mixed edema, which is a form of kind of puffy edema, almost like, you know, one of these blow-up dolls. You know, your skin is all puffy. Low temperature, which is the best way to diagnose, is to get a Gerotherm alcohol thermometer measure first thing in the morning and every 3 hours during the day. That's before you get up and twitch your muscles to raise your core temperature. And then you want to do a blood test, free T4, free T3. And when I brought the test over 38 years ago, they had a pathology from the University of Calgary from Germany, the reverse T3 test, RT3. And if your cortisol levels are high, and the only way to measure it accurately is to do 8 data points with saliva, because it's unbound, of cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin. And if it's abnormally elevated, it's going to block T4 to T3 conversion. So if your adrenals are overactive in response to your thyroid failing, most commonly post-viral thyroiditis and thyroid failure, very common, 5 times more common in women than men, by the way. And a lot of women go along and they just blow it up and gain weight, or they get really anxious and they can't sleep, or they turn diabetic as they get overweight. And in fact, there's a vast majority of women, and they're told, well, their doctor said, well, your T3 is a little low normal. No, no. It's usually, the problem is it's like the rain barrel effect. People don't realize that if you get very little production of T3 and it's not being degraded to T2 and reverse T2, you may look like you're normal, but remember the half-life of T4 is 37 and a half hours. The half-life of T3, the active hormone, because T4 is a pre-hormone, is only 5.5 minutes. And each body compartment, like your brain compartment, your adrenal organs, and your muscles, all deiodinate separately under autonomic control. If you ask the average doctor or even endocrinologist, they don't know this. It's disturbing how ignorant they are. And the problem is that the vast majority of people that are overweight, hypothermic, or diabetic have hypothyroidism. Amazing, isn't it? What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, Dr. Bell, I mean, I think that some people are getting kind of a misled, I guess, is a great way to think about it. And
right.
So,
yeah. Well, if you get the right testing, you can figure it out. Like when we do a QRMA or metaphasia scan, and then we confirmatory blood test, it's very straightforward. It's certified at federal labs. The problem is that most people don't realize if your thyroid's off, your adrenals are going to be overactive. It's going to also throw off your insulin, which is maybe turning you diabetic. Because when your cortisol level goes up, it drives up your blood insulin and your glucagon, which is another pancreatic hormone that makes your liver turn protein in your liver overnight into sugar. Not a good thing, is it? So there's a cascade of bad things going on here. So Now, the other thing that's important, what's in Minerals Plus? Now, we have the Vitamin Mineral Max, our main mineral. We also have this, by the way, all the minerals in our life support. And they're Albion chelated minerals in the activated forms of vitamins. No other company has every single vitamin in its final activated form. So when people say, I got a gene snip, my genetics came back and had this. I said, I don't care what your gene snips are. Our vitamins jump every gene snip that you can imagine. So if your body can't convert folic acid or whatever, we already have already converted form, so it doesn't matter what your genetics are. We already bioconverted to its final stage that your body needs. That's amazing. Nobody else does this. Right?
That's true.
So what's in Minerals Plus? What are the minerals there? Because in our mitothyroid, we have thyroid, hypothalamus, and adrenal support. So we're trying to balance everything because a lot of time the hypothalamus is kind of wonky too, and you're not releasing the other hormones, including growth hormone. So a lot of people who are hypothyroid have somatopause. They don't have growth hormone release, say, from their mid-20s or 30s. And then wonder why they're dragging their butt and their doctor's over-medicating them with all kinds of things. They're doing surgery for 200 pounds or 150 pounds overweight. And in actual fact, they're hypothyroid and borderline diabetic, and their adrenals are working overtime, so they're getting Cushingoid.
Yeah. Well, this is about bioavailability, Dr. Bell, as we've talked about many times on the show. It's like when you're taking in these minerals and stuff like that, most people are like, oh, yeah, you know, I know that I want to take, a multivitamin mineral type formulation. But the problem is most of the stuff just does not get absorbed very well for people. So we've talked about this where when you take in minerals, most of the time you're eating. Minerals like to bind with your fiber in your food and then be swept out before you can actually absorb them. Or they can compete with one another for absorption sites, so you may not actually absorb them at a high level, and they could get imbalanced in a different way. And so copper and zinc are known to do that. And so a formulation like this, whether I'm talking about Vitamin Mineral Max or whether we're talking about detoxification with something like Life Support, or we're talking about the Minerals Plus, it's like, we're talking about the same thing, using these beautiful Albion amino acid chelates that will not fall apart during the digestive process. And they're actually absorbed as dipeptides, so they actually use protein absorption sites. So there is no competitive inhibition. They do not and cannot bind with fiber. So their absorption rate literally is 90% greater than if you had used a mineral salt, which is basically what almost everybody is taking in because
And what you're saying is really important because when they're mineral salt, it's like all the cars try to get off the freeway on the same ramp, and it's not going to work, right?
Yeah, you want to. Yeah, you and your friends try jamming through the same doorway, and you get to your house, and you're like, "Well, we don't fit very well." You're like, "Yeah, exactly." The problem is the door didn't just stay there, right? Your nutrients are transitioning through your body. And so there's only a limited amount of time they have to walk through that door. And so when it comes to the mineral sites, most people will be like, well, I should get that from my food. You should. If the food wasn't so depleted and our choices weren't so poor as to what we're eating, then you would get those. And also the burden also has to do with just the environment in which we live in is much more hostile. We all know that. And so you've got to support yourself. You've got to use these things to help.
Exactly. Well, we have the amazing formulas, we have the amazing protocols, we have telemedicine for functional medicine available, and you can email me 24/7, and if it's an emergency, just email emergency, and I will call you anytime, day or night. Believe it or not, it's our ministry. Here's Ryan, so we have thyroid. Whenever we do these kind of things, I tell people when they email or call me. And by the way, you can call me or email, even if you've never listened to a program, never bought a product, and I'll give you a response of what you can do with your doctor. If, however, you purchase a product, I'll give you a call back if you give me time windows. And if you want a consultation, we have regular consults for comprehensive review of your health. I have the Citrix share file for HIPAA compliance, or you can just send me the records. I do medical legal analysis in every specialty. I do recommendations to industry for occupational medicine. I've been a director at several places, including for the city of Denver and for Pekin, Illinois. And I tell people, you know, my vast medical background tells me there's good things doctors do, but it needs to be directed by someone with knowledge about what surgery is appropriate. You know, if you need a cardiac cath, well, damn it, you need a cardiac cath and a stent because you waited too long. And the same thing, if you've got a tumor and it's blocking something like an artery or let's say, your bowel, you need to debulk it so that it unblocks it. But I don't believe in paint-by-numbers chemo. I don't believe that conventional medicine, even most of the nutraceuticals out there, are really worthwhile because they can't be directed with wisdom. And they're often not bioactivated, bioavailable to be stay in the body for a long time or jump gene defects because a lot of the vitamins aren't even activated, so if you have a difficulty converting that vitamin or activating, it's not present. So pick a couple that you find particularly, I call stars, in our nutraceutical line, and then we'll kind of expand on it and say, how do you use these things?
Well, you know, Dr. Bell, people are still fighting off colds, flus, and other kinds of challenges, though. The vitamin C, Power C Plus, really an incredible formulation that I think is changing a lot of lives. Because it's so vital for our immune system and the way that we function. And a lot of people are stressed and burnt out. Their immune systems aren't working all that good. So Power C Plus gives you basically a neutralized pH vitamin C that your body can absorb and utilize. But the way that it's built, what's known as a mixed mineral ascorbate blend, neutralizes the pH, and then it's coupled with a material known as bioperin. It's a black pepper extract that's been shown in humans to increase vitamin C's absorption by 40% into the blood. And so now you've got kind of a supercharged formulation. Each capsule being 750 milligrams, but it absorbs at such a high rate. People can really have those dramatic impacts on their immune system and their overall health. And vitamin C is, you know, as you know, Dr. Bill, when it's low, you can't even build collagen throughout the body without it.
Well, you know that cataracts are a side effect of vitamin C deficiency. Now, what vitamin C does on a quantum biological effect, and this is very unfortunate, but if I was the director of setting up medical programs in America, you need to do three things, which you don't do now except for in colleges in Switzerland. Do you know you can't even become a dentist unless you also have an MD first? Do you know you can't be a physician unless you're a primary care doctor for 5 years, and you have to defend a medical level PhD thesis before you can graduate? Now, here in America, I would train doctors on more on infectious disease, intermediate metabolism, genetics, toxicology, and natural medicine, so they actually have a menu of things they can do before they go to toxic polypharmacy. Unfortunately, they don't. And I learned most of the stuff the hard way, which is the School of Hard Knocks and research. I started doing lab tests 40 years ago at places like the University of California in San Francisco, looking at candida antibodies, looking at toxicology of heavy metals, working with people like Dr. Phil Broughton at AEL Labs in Los Angeles. And my friend Dr. Risto Vujadani, who I did research with 38 years ago, when he was at UCLA, on toxic chemicals and how they cause autoimmune disease and cancer. So I was doing this before the first academies were set up, before Dr. Ray even set up the Environmental Health Center of Dallas. And because I've been curious and asked a zillion questions, I know more than probably anybody else on the planet about any of these functional medicine things. And if I don't, I'm ready to learn, like I learned from my friend Dr. Winkler. As I say to him, you know, for everything that you teach me, I teach you five things. That's because I've been around longer. But I do learn, and I absorb it like a sponge, just like you, Ryan. I learn a lot of stuff from you about our fancy nutraceutical formulas and why they're so good and our new ones that we launched. So I want people to understand this is a completely unique, and we also, because it's a Christian ministry, we provide a lot of the services free. You don't get any charge at all for your emailing or call or saying a call back to say, hey, doc, what can I do with my doctor and what test can I do or is this going to work? Now, I don't want to go through a proxy, and I have some people do this where they will say, hey, I have a friend with A4 AML type of leukemia. No, give me their phone number and email, and I'll talk to them free. And if you have a doctor that's stubborn, don't try to convince them to call me. Just get their phone number and email, and I'll call them. But people are afraid. They're afraid that I'll ask some questions or I'll embarrass them. That's okay. I don't mind being embarrassed to learn something new. And if people, this is the same thing with becoming a real believer and a Christian. You have to be embarrassed of the fact that we're sinners, that we're ignorant, and we do stupid, ignorant, and nasty things. Once you get that, and you ask enough questions to, as I say, like God says, he makes us into perfume. He grinds us down to become a fragrant to his nostrils. In other words, you have to be humble to become wise. And the problem is I don't see much humility. I see the medical profession and even the alternative medical profession that are often one of the sequestered, whether they're chiropractors or naturopaths, often have their own little cluster of nutraceuticals, and they may not be the best. And they don't necessarily do all the testing to confirm. I believe, like the great carpenter Jesus, measure twice, cut once. So what's your next favorite nutraceutical?
Well, Dr. Bell, I think I would go over to the shakes from there. I think that formulations like Life Support, just dramatic life changers because they come at it from a lot of different angles. It's a formulation that's designed to be a meal replacement. At the same time, it's supporting the gastrointestinal health. It's supporting the detoxification function of the liver. That we're doing our phase one, phase two detoxification and being able to biotransform these toxins and get them out of the body. And at the same time, it is loaded up with a lot of, herbs that are designed to be anti-inflammatory in nature. And so for a lot of people, I kind of categorize Life Support as really a reset button. So there's many people out there that are just struggling and don't even know where to start. It's like this with a modified elimination diet where we get a lot of these things out, the white breads, white flours, the things that are inflammatory in nature, and all of a sudden people start not only just losing weight, but they can feel their bodies resetting. And they don't have to take more capsules or swallow more pills. This can be a much more profound way to go to do a very dramatic change in their body.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the most amazing thing is how fast they work. I get people to take and say, wow, I took one of your vitamins. And my energy, it's like all of a sudden my eyes open up and I say, I can think better. It's like a lubricant for the day. I get things done with less stress. I say, duh, you're providing the fuel for your cells and your energy and your DNA to actually do what it's supposed to do. Most people aren't aware of this until they take a really high-quality nutraceutical. Like, for example, somebody that is diabetic and they got a high hemoglobin A1C, you want to take our Nutri-Trala 2 to 3 times a day because it's the only long-acting ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, and maybe our carnosine D-link, but the key issue here is you want to grab the free radicals before they oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids to cause plaque or oxidize proteins to change the tertiary structure of your enzymes, which screws up the Kmax of your enzymes throughout your body, and structural proteins that make your ligaments, your joints, and everything. So if you're having elevated cytokine levels because your insulin's high, you need to take the nutraceuticals like, Leptin Metabolic and Cell Defense Plus. I mean, these are miraculous type of effects from these nutraceuticals. They are really miraculous. Let's continue. I'm really pleased by the positive response. I had one gentleman that called me this morning. His first name is Kino. He actually lives in New York City. And when he went to his conventional doctor, his blood sugar was into orbit. It was like 400. And, of course, unfortunately, they also found, he did eat 2 hours before the blood test. So they repeated it, and it was still high. But his doctor was going to slap him on insulin and diabetic drugs immediately. I'm thinking, no, we want to get you in a low glycemic diet. We want to get you on Dibetalene, berberstatin, leptin metabolic, and biotin plus, and lo and behold, his blood sugar is normal on our nutraceuticals. Now, I'm a borderline diabetic, and I have been abnormal insulin glucose tolerance test since I was 21. That's 45 years ago. And guess what? I don't take drugs at all, not even glucophage. I take our nutraceuticals. And as soon as you start taking these drugs, you start to chase your blood insulin maybe higher if you start taking insulin. And insulin itself is a toxin. So you have to understand you want to lower insulin peripheral resistance to your muscles and your other tissues and organs. You want to reduce glycation and hemoglobin A1C with things like Nutritrala. And you want to avoid getting a toxic polypharmacy because it's a very dark road. And if you don't protect yourself, for example, taking things like Vanaway to protect your kidneys and ultrasimon B1, the elevated glycation will cause you to lose your kidney function, get vascular disease, and eventually, as I say, Alzheimer's disease is diabetes of the brain astrocytes. So there's lots of nasty consequences. And the entire civilization, even in China now, where they're going to, you know, Western-type foods and so on, is turning diabetic. So let's talk about this for a minute, because people should understand this gentleman who is so pleased today that his blood sugar is normal, and he's not going to be on insulin and a whole pile of toxic doctor drugs. He was ecstatic in New York City. Kino was happy. So let's talk about this for a minute, because people don't understand the process of diabetes is one that can be conquered with diet and nutraceuticals and activity, like, for example, our Sonic Life exercise machine that can activate your metabolism. And, of course, a lot of people are hypothyroid. So if you've got other hormonal problems like thyroid and adrenal, overactive adrenals, underactive thyroid, you're going to turn diabetic. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and Dr. Bill, what you just said probably shook some people, I would think, where they're like, well, taking insulin is, you know, it's inflammatory, it's harmful. And people are like, oh, I thought you were, you know, it's a good thing. They're like, no. I mean, you want to use the least amount as possible. And a lot of people, you know, don't realize the big deal it is to, even if you are on insulin, to be able to utilize things like nutraceuticals, create better sensitivity to the message molecule of insulin so you can drop the amount that's required to make your body function normally, and how big a win that is. Because long term, you're able to cut down so much more, if you will, friendly fire damage from having to use insulin. And, you know, I think that just goes for a lot of times.
I was an oceanographer and finished my PhD at 21 in 1973. And I was already working out in the oceans, and my grandfather was dying of diabetes because he had a candy. He was a candy maker. By 13, he was a master candy maker. He became a jeweler along with his uncles and so on, and he was very wealthy. But he wouldn't stop eating candy. And every 7 feet in his jewelry stores, he had candy bowls. So people's blood sugar was in orbit when they bought their diamonds and their ruby necklaces and so on. I was there in the hospital seeing him getting his toes and his feet lopped off because he wouldn't take care of himself. And he was on the typical drugs. Doctor gave more and more insulin, more and more typical crap drugs back then. He asked me, he wanted me to go into medicine to find the cause of diabetes. Now, I've mentioned this story before. I started working with the head of pathology in 1980. That's 38 years ago. And when I presented my research to Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute, it was like being on the set of The Exorcist. He threw a fit, cursing and swearing and throwing things around his office. Like, I was the devil and I've arrived in his cloud. okay? And the fact that I showed that diabetics have high insulin and that they have other hormones, we didn't measure just insulin. We had millions of dollars from the Heritage Trust Fund in Alberta. So I measured insulin, glucagon, cortisol, oxytocin, ACTH, T3, reverse T3. I brought the test from Germany, et cetera, et cetera. And what I discovered, and some of the things I haven't even published yet, this year I'm publishing my theory of diabetes. And listen to this, the theory. And you got to use your imagination for this now, like Disneyland. 219,000 years ago, one of our ancestors, which is part of our population, are Neanderthal man who survived the famines and ice ages living in Europe. And what happened is, to survive, they had to convert their skeletal muscles to using fatty acids for fuel instead of glycogen. You only have a few thousand calories of glycogen in your entire body. But you have hundreds of thousands of calories of fat, especially if you're a little chunky. Now, that means you're going to survive, and your body can literally shut down your metabolism rate by producing reverse thyroid hormone. So anybody who's diabetic has an elevated RT3 level, and they have low core body temperature. So they've throttled their metabolism back. On the other hand, they've stopped using sugar in their muscles, so they can actually still kill animals and eat and survive. That's the, I call the famine reflex. Now, if you have a mineral-depleted soil with no chromium, vanadium, and selenium, etc., if you eat genetically modified foods, the body goes into what I call metabolic shock, and you get elevated cortisol level. You start to actually shut down by blocking your thyroid hormone conversion, T4 to T3, so your metabolic rate drops. Your muscles are using fatty acids now, so your body thinks you're going into famine. That's what diabetes is. It doesn't matter if you're living in Beijing, China, eating their stuff there, or North America and shoving down burgers and having beers. Basically, diabetes is a famine reflex to make you survive. The body doesn't care. It's just getting messages that in your ancient genetic ancestry are telling you, you're going to freaking die now. You're going to starve to death. And there's food restaurants every quarter mile where you live. Okay? So you got to understand the logic of the biochemistry of epigenetics and genetics doesn't care about whether it's now or a quarter million years ago, does it?
No.
No. And the problem is we don't say the same approach with cancer. You know that people that have a high inflammatory process in their body that might get, say, asthma or COPD may actually have a reduced risk of cancer because their body gets so inflamed it actually finds and kills the cancer. So when that's throttled back by the cancer cells, which they can create a capsule. So we have nutraceuticals for cancer, too. We have malignant block, we have high-dose power C, and we've got full vitamin K2. We have ellagic acid, which is 300 times higher concentration than the terminal in Shibulia. We've got Inflamex that actually strips off the capsule of the tumor so your immune cells can find it. So, you know, we have nutraceuticals. I tell people, whether you're going to do conventional or non-conventional, you want to take our nutraceuticals to fight cancer. And when they take it along with IPT, insulin potentiated cancer therapy, after the RGCC test in Europe and Greece, and we give them a dendritic vaccine to amp up their T lymphocytes to go and kill the cancer, find it. We actually do it in a laboratory, so we actually create an army of T cells to go fight it and kill your cancer. You survive, and you don't die or end up with a bleeding hemorrhage or have a super infection that kills you. So let's talk about the cancer nutraceuticals, Power C+, Malignant Block, and full vitamin K2. 3-to-1 ratio, I usually recommend people take at least 60 grams a day of Power C if they got cancer. And for every 3 capsules of Power C, I recommend 1 full vitamin K2, probably 2 to 3 capsules of Malignant Block 3 to 4 times a day, and the ellagic acid the same. And that's the core, and you need to take vitamin D. Without vitamin D, your T lymphocytes can't find and kill cancer. So if you've got a vitamin D deficiency, we give both vitamin D2 and D3, the micro D2, but the vitamin D3 is important. And a lot of people have no idea. They can have a tan and don't realize they got no vitamin D in their body. Oh, I got a tan. I'm outside all day long. Did the doctor measure your blood levels? Well, no. I said, well, we don't have any idea what your D level is unless we measure it in the blood. Isn't that wild, hey?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing, yeah. So, fill in, what about, why is the full vitamin K2 so important? Because when you take it with Power C, it makes your body find and kill cancer cells. What Power C does is actually charge up the electron density of your cytochromes, so your body immediately becomes alkaline. So if you want to alkalinize tissue, and by the way, cancer is always acid and hypoxic and anaerobic. It's always the case, and it always grows stealth pathogens and accumulates biotoxins. So cancer cells are dirty cells. They're like cells at the bottom of the sewer or the latrine, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the full vitamin K2 is going to be a huge thing. Most people are hearing about it. They're getting more understanding about it, but the fact is, our intestinal tracts are supposed to be producing this K2. So when we have dysbiosis, we get an imbalance of good and bad bacteria due to,
right,
you know, diet, antibiotics, alcohol, the thing. We're not producing,
right,
it.
That's why if you have kefir yogurt from Georgia and so on, they have one quarter of the rates of cancer, not just of the bowel, but every other target organ. Because their bowel is making K2. Most people in North America are deficient in it, right? Amazing stuff. One of the things that's very common is sports and sports injuries. A research study about 4 years ago found out that 78% of NBA and NFL players, just looking at the shoulder, 78% have enough tears that they actually should, by American College of Surgeons and orthopedic surgeons, actually should do surgery on laparoscopic repair or open repair. And a lot of people don't realize if you want to reduce micro injuries, you want to take Collagen Max. You want to take tendon menders so you don't end up with tendons being grabbed by connective tissue because of swelling. And you want to take things to keep your joints lubricated, joint performance. We want to take things that are going to reduce inflammation between the interfascial muscle planes, because a lot of time muscle tears and micro injuries are because that the connective tissues aren't strong enough for the muscles, or that there's interfascial adhesions between the ostium of the bone and the fascial planes, or the fascial planes with the muscle groups are actually stuck together, including carpal tunnel, tarsal tunnel in the foot, cubital tunnel in the elbow. These are common syndromes that if you take the nutraceuticals and get deep tissue massage, you can break it up. So, Ryan, let's talk about this for a minute, because a lot of people suffer pain. And by the way, one of the best things for pain is to use pregnenolone and curcumin cream, unless you have an open skin lesion, you don't want to put curcumin on it, but the pregnenolone and curcumin cream are liposomal, and they'll help to block the pain. Let's talk about this for a minute. A lot of people aren't aware how to reduce micro injuries, right? And how to reduce, you know, interfascial adhesions and help make sure your ligaments and your tissues are strong enough. That's why the Collagen Max is so important, because it actually strengthens by tripling the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme, your collagen, your elastin, and your hyaluronic acid. In fact, we use it even to stop expanding aortic aneurysms. So I've had people where they've actually saved their life. They can temporize long enough that they can end up getting the surgery or not getting surgery at all by just simply taking Collagen Max.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Those formulations are incredible.
Yeah.
Huge fan of all these formulations. The Collagen Max, what people really enjoy about it is the fact that they see the outward changes, hair, skin, and nails. And it has a profound impact, and certainly for ladies who spend a lot of money trying to improve hair, skin, and nails by strengthening their nails, making them not so brittle, not so breakage. Same with hair, the thinning, the breaking of the hair. They want to resolve those types of issues. They've been told it's thyroid, which certainly plays a role in it. But if you cannot produce collagen, elastin, and keratin, you will not grow strong, healthy hair, and it will not have high tensile strength. So it can't withstand even you brushing it, because it just snaps. And so this formulation, the Collagen Max formulation, is revolutionary in what it's been able to do. And so people love that effect. And then internally, as you know, Dr. Bell, this collagen component is everywhere, from the connective tissue, obviously, to even in the bone. If you don't have collagen in the bone and the production of collagen, there's nowhere for minerals like calcium to even be planted and utilized and strengthening the bone. And so it's critical in all aspects of our body's development. But we start losing its ability. We have a rate-limiting step that inhibits that, and that's where Collagen Max overcomes it. The other one, the tendon mender, huge success with this. People get repetitive motion injury issues, and there's no easy way out of it. They're doing pain-relieving products. They're trying to rehabilitate, but that doesn't seem to work. So you see these poor people. They end up with wrist guards, end up with straps on elbows, the knees, patellar tendonitis. They have Achilles tendinopathies. They've got all kinds of stuff that they can't just get off, you know, get away from. So tendon mender is really cool. I liken it to almost like a rewrite of a computer program. It basically causes the tenocytes, the cells that make up these tendons, to basically thin out, lay back down, realign, and all of a sudden you start getting functionality back and lowering down the inflammation. And people can have a dramatic response to this. And where they may have been trying for months to figure out a way to stop the pain from occurring, and it gives people their lives back.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, isn't it, how quickly people can start healing. What I do, for example, first is I'll tell them, hey, you need to clean out the joint, so you do need an arthroscopic repair to clean out the joint. And then you take these formulas, and then if I want to get a peptide to regenerate the joint, I use Lumen Photon and peptides I bring in from Europe. There are people that will do a platelet-rich plasma injection into the joint to help regenerate, or they do a stem cell transplant. Most of those don't work unless you take all these right nutraceuticals. You know, it's like when you send architects and engineers to a job site, if there aren't laborers, workers, and building materials, nothing's going to happen. They're just going to sit around, have coffee, and roll out all their plans of what they want to do. And most people aren't aware of that, especially even the stem cell people that are giving stem cell transplants. Without the building blocks, nothing happens. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I've tried to interview a lot of these stem cell clinics from Central America to here in the United States to Europe. And once they Google me, they go, oh, I'm not going out with Diggle, man. That guy's like a 26-foot Northern Australian crocodile radio host. He's going to bite our butts off. Yeah, I will. Because if you can't present data, you're actually getting a benefit, whether it's heart failure or reducing Kendrell disease or reversing joint arthritis, so the person's going to need a joint replacement, I'm going to get you. I want to see the data. And the problem is if they start using our nutraceuticals, we have one coming called Red Deer Velvet that will be available. But I give it along with Collagen Max and Joint Performance and Tendon Mender. And if you've got adhesions between your fascial planes, you need the Inflamex. And I tell you, I take it. But before I go to my massage therapist to break up adhesions, and she's had some times when she's pulling things apart, said, wow, that's good, bent apart. As I said, that's because I'm taking the enzymes. If I wasn't taking those enzymes, those interfascial or adhesions between the fascial planes and the ostium, the bone, I remember one, my legs about 6 months ago, she was pulling on it because she does Thai massage, which is not like regular massage at all. It's freaking unreal. It's like chiropractic massage and physical therapy where she forces your joints to be back to normal range of motion. Like she got my shoulder back since my father dislocated playing me when I was four. That's a long time ago. That's 62 years ago. And my shoulder popped out of place when he's playing airplane with me. And that shoulder's never had range of motion until she got it back. But without the enzymes, without the Inflamex, ain't going to happen. Everything's stuck together. So if you're a pro athlete and you've had old injuries, or if you're just a worker guy and you've just kind of janged yourself up over time and everything's sticking together, if you don't take Inflamex, you're not going to get better, are you?
No.
Everything's going to be stuck. Why do we ever reduce range of motion? I said, did you not know all your muscles have got like crazy glue between them? It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's funny, too. So what's your next favorite, Ryan? We have a couple minutes left here.
I think that a lot of people are huge fans of Cell Defense Plus, which is a bioavailable curcumin formulation that people will use for, you know, inflammatory issues, antioxidant stressors, you know, protecting cellular damage and breakdown that could be neurologic or otherwise. But curcumin is very popular. It's one of the top supplements that's used. Unfortunately, it falls back to that same issue, bioavailability. Most curcumin, right, they're just isolated extracts, and a lot of times they use kind of toxic chemicals to get you that extract. This formulation is a water extract. It's totally it's harvested in a manner that is ethical. It does not destroy the compound. So that's interesting because there's a component that's beyond just what's called the curcuminoids. There's also what's known as tumerones and the essential oils that are within the plant itself. And that is destroyed in virtually every product out there. They don't have any except for Cell Defense Plus.
I've had people with serious problems like cancer, thyroiditis, autoimmune disease, and there's nothing like Cell Defense Plus for taking out the cytokine levels. Whether you've got vascular disease and you're getting angina because your arteries are going to spasm, or your thyroid's on fire because you've got a viral infection, there's nothing like it, is there?
No.
No. It's the boss, as they say. It's the boss.
It's the boss. Yeah. It's a wonderful formulation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. And Living Probiotic Ultra. Probiotics are big.
Oh, yes.
Business. And
the nuke,
people
yes.
are so confused with regards to which probiotic to take. So they take whatever Jamie Lee Curtis or somebody on TV might tell them. But to truly make an impact in this area where there's over a trillion bacterium living, you know, you need to be able to put in substantial and therapeutically effective strains of probiotic.
Right.
And so when it comes to looking at it, when you look at what's coming in the NutraMedical lineup, you'll see everybody looks at the label and it looks like there's license plate numbers. Those are the identification of the specific strains. Those are the ones that have been studied to do something.
Right. Our Living Probiotic is a Roussel 6 strain, the most studied strain in the world. Our Living Probiotic Ultra is the most powerful strain on the planet. You can take it and go to Haiti, and you've done it, and it'll even stop dysentery. That's how amazing it is. And if you want to stop the risk of cancer, you have to get rid of those deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut. Nothing will do it better than our probiotics, Living Probiotic, and especially the nuclear bomb I call the real probiotic boss, Living Probiotic Ultra. Amazing. If your bacteria are releasing your cancer toxins back in your body, you're going to get sick. Don't do it. Take probiotics. The real stuff. Not yogurt in the grocery store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.